Third, the contributions of Buddhist music. While some songs express the truths of the sutras, Buddhist fanbe also include gentle melodies, which praise the various great Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Such praises were originally composed as expressions of faith by Buddhist disciples to leave a legacy of their devotion in the form of an elegant melody. Examples include the Baisagyara Gura Gatha and the Avalokitesvara Gatha, declarations of Buddhist vows, and other such praises which have broadened and enriched the tapestry of Chinese literature. Sacred hymns are used in ceremonies to make offerings or invite the presence of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Songs such as the solemn incense offering prayer, incense prayer for upholding the precepts, and prayer for offerings made to heavenly beings embody and present the virtues of respect and religious piety. Buddhist fanbe compose a unique genre among world music traditions, characterized by a relaxed and easy pace, soft tones, and a dignified, solemn air. Buddhist fanbe themselves also possess the five virtuous qualities of sincerity, elegance, clarity, depth, and equanimity. According to the 10 Recitations Vinaya, listening to Buddhist fanbe regularly grants five benefits: a reduction in bodily fatigue, less confusion and forgetfulness, a reduction in mental weariness, a more elegant voice, and greater ease in speaking. The record of the Buddhist schools in India and Southern Asia mentions six kinds of merits that can be obtained through chanting fanbe: knowledge of the Buddha's abundant virtues, an intuitive understanding of the Dharma, a reduction in negative or harmful habits of speech, a clearer and healthier respiratory system, a mind free of fear and anxiety, and improved health. Buddhist fanbe play an important role in daily life, in repentance ceremonies, and in Dharma talks. Buddhist practitioners regularly chant fanbe throughout the ceremony, such as the meal offering mantra and meal completion mantra, to make offerings and transfer merits to all Buddhas and all sentient beings throughout the six realms of existence. During repentance ceremonies, prayers are sung to guide and teach participants. Before lectures are given on the sutras, prayers are recited to invite all Buddhas and Bodhisattvas to attend the service, creating a dignified, reverent, and respectful atmosphere. After the ceremony's conclusion, the dedication of merit is chanted to dedicate the merit generated by the service to all sentient beings. Through this, attendees express the wish that all sentient beings be relieved of their suffering and find lasting happiness. Buddhist fanbe do not seek to elevate or excite the emotions of those who hear or sing them. Their goal is the opposite: to conserve emotional energy, calm thoughts, reduce desire, and allow practitioners to illuminate the mind and see their true nature. The Flower Adornment Sutra and the Lotus Sutra instruct us to conduct ceremonies and teach the Dharma with music, and sing the Dharma with a joyful heart. We can see that fanbe play an important role in teaching the Dharma to the people. Fanbe music is influenced and contributed to the cultural legacies of many Chinese empires and dynasties. Before the Tang Dynasty, few government artists assumed the work of compiling, editing, and distributing popular musical pieces. However, between the Sui and Tang dynasties, trade between China's western and eastern regions was unimpeded, such that music from the far western and northern regions could reach China's more heavily populated eastern regions. In addition, wars resulted in the loss of many Chinese classics. These factors resulted in a period of renewed creativity and the reinvention of several different musical styles. By the end of the Northern Song Dynasty, local artists were directing the development of popular music. Common people formed their own organizations and even established official performance halls. As a result, during the Tang, Song, and Yuan dynasties, 1277 to 1367 CE, Buddhists were able to gradually develop and popularize a new method of teaching the Dharma, which included public talks expounding the teachings along with the singing of fanbei. This popular style of teaching was known as the singing lecture technique. These types of public lectures were deeply moving and attracted the attention of the people. Documents containing historical accounts of this movement were discovered in the Dunhuang Caves. These accounts describe a system of symbols used by monastics centuries ago to teach devotees how to chant. They also contain depictions of solemn ceremonial dances, orchestras, elegant offerings, and the music of heavenly beings. Today, these documents are considered priceless pieces of historical Chinese literature. They are great examples of the contributions of Buddhist music to Chinese culture. In light of the way traditional Chinese music and Buddhist music have blended together, Buddhist temples could be considered centers for the preservation and development of traditional ballads. During the Song Dynasty, a famous government official and scholar named Chen Mingdao attended a ceremony at Guan Yunmen Temple. When he saw the grand formations of classical instruments and heard the crisp sounds of drums and bells, he was so excited that he cried out, "Ah, the music of all three dynasties can be found here." In pre-modern China, government officials were required to be accomplished in many fields of study aside from statecraft, one of which was classical Chinese music. Thus, Chen Mingdao's words carried significant weight. The contributions of Buddhist music can be exemplified in a legend of a famous Buddhist musician. During the time of the Buddha, there was a bhiksu named Pataka. His voice was so beautiful that he could calm wild beasts. One day, King Prasenjit was leading an army to invade Anga, a small state in ancient India. As they passed Jetavana Monastery, they overheard Pataka in the middle of a chanting service. When the horses heard his voice, they became so entranced by his song that they refused to leave. King Prasenjit was so moved by the beauty of the music that he decided to abandon his campaign and return home.